busca de un mejor destino para ti, lo que viniera de ti.
Welcome to the Inside the Journey podcast. This is episode number 13 for Sunday, July 28th, 2013. I'm Nelson DeWitt. This week, we have a continuation of last week's episode. We split that in half to try and keep each show a little bit shorter. So without further ado, we're going to jump right into part two of our recap episode. We'll move on here to the next episode, which was actually you and I again, living with two identities, where you interviewed me. So maybe this would be a good chance. Did anything surprise you from that episode that
yeah,
I said?
It did. I mean, I think, you know, I'm constantly reminded, and especially interviewing your family members recently, it's been a good reminder. This is a family story, and these are people, and you've said this, you're all, you know, you live your life one day at a time, you know, whatever cliche I can think of, like, these are experiences you're going through. And sometimes I tend to think of it more, you know, I get a little detached and think of the history, and it always surprises me how focused in on the personal aspect. I don't know. I guess I'm not expressing it very well, but I'm interested in history. And to me, I thought that maybe half the conversation would be about analogous to the story we heard on This American Life of the Guatemalan, what's his name? It's Oscar
Ramirez or something. Maybe. We'll look it up and we'll put it in the show notes. So, cause that's a great story as well.
But the two identities, you know, and I think he's the same. How do I say this? You know, the journalist that does the article is going to be interested in the angle that literally this guy's DNA is evidence of it ties the Guatemalan military into a massacre. But you can tell that Oscar is interested in meeting his father and spending time with him, and that's about it. You know, the other stuff is I don't know.
There, but it's not like top of mind because you're not, you know, and we talked about this before where I did not grow up in the Cold War. So a lot of that history in the background I was missing. So when I met my parents, when I met my birth father, I met him just as a person that I had been missing for years. I had no idea about his past. And, you know, the war and the historical significance and anything that happened. I was just meeting, here is my long lost father. And it took many years for me to sort of unravel the mystery of why we were even separated, you know? And I think that's kind of what you're talking about is.
Well, and the discussion is very much, I felt like the discussion was based around your family of Margaret, Tom, Derek, and Nelson is a family, and yet you had a question about adoption your whole life, right? And so, you know, with the more than a decade of not knowing, and then you're getting to catch up, and really a lot of two identities has to do with where are you going to spend your time? Because that's a conscious decision. And it's not just that, oh, my family's spread out. It's that you had, you know, a long period of time where part of your identity was as an adopted person and you had these questions and now you're making up for some lost time with them. And so, yeah, I think a lot of the discussion in this episode just focused around getting on planes and where you spend your time and what that feels like, right?
Right. As opposed to some of the history stuff, which
is you know, it's probably, if people watch the documentary, it's what will catch them first. And we start out with it, you know, a picture of you in a soldier's arms. And, you know, the context of that picture is that that soldier went to jail for making people disappear, you know, and it's a very dramatic picture.
And I think I this is something that we struggle with. I think that the next the scene too that we're working on, trying to balance the historical context with the human story, you know, because you can't just tell the story because then you don't understand the bigger picture of why these events happened the way that they did, you know. And so bringing the audience along in that way is challenging, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What about you? What about you for that episode?
I really just wanted to do it because I think, you know, it is.
Interviewing Ralph Sprinkles brought it up for you, didn't it?
I think it was what my mother said about the way that these issues of identity never go away and that they always come up again, you know. Mm-hmm. And it made me not exactly sure where, but I just felt like, you know, I really wanted to say to people, God, I struggle with this all the time about, you know, when and where to spend my time and who to spend it with. And I'm very fortunate to have a lot of very dear, close friends. And it's tough sometimes, you know, like, cause you end up missing birthdays and all this stuff. And, at the same time you have like this amazing family and you want to spend time with them. And, you know, so it's a lot of balancing relationships and sort of, making conscious decisions. And it's like pulling teeth every time, you know, like, where am I going to spend the holidays? And every time I spend the holidays, who am I missing? You know, so I wanted, hopefully I was able to share some of that dynamic dilemma that I have with two identities. Mm-hmm. And what I'm responsible, you know, like, where does, you know, where's Nelson and where's Roberto? You know, where's each of their responsibilities to their family members and to who they are as people? You know, Nelson, I'm an ideas person and I'm very entrepreneurial. Roberto cares a lot about, you know, society and these things that his parents did and you know, and where do they meet, you know? Because you could go in two different directions, but I obviously can't be in two places at once. So, you know, where do you do it? How do you deal with those things? You know, I feel like sometimes, you know, I'm being pulled one way for something, and that people, you know, a certain group of people want me to are looking for like a certain side of me, are looking for Roberto to come out and to be that person. And then it's me pulling back the other way and say, oh, I really need time for myself to do these other things, you know? So balancing that. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying it all over again, but mm-hmm. Yes, that's kind of what I was hoping.
Well, in 2 minutes, yeah. Instead of 40.
Right. Exactly. And I've had time to think about it, I guess, since then. So, mm-hmm. So I think we can move on from there because we got two more extremely good podcasts. I think these were some of the best ones. Were the last two. Do you want to talk about episode number 10?
Sure. Like, Derek, to me, reminded me of, you know, when I got a chance to introduce you and your mother in our Chicago event.
The Robert Kirshner Memorial Lecture.
Yeah. Yep. Like, I start off, and on the website, I start off with, like, what I remember about you from when I was your camp counselor, and that left a lasting impression was Derek's, the way he showed his affection and attachment for you. And again, I felt like, okay, you know, I say it and I've told it a few times, and then you get to talk to Derek and he reminds you, you know, like, he makes it real. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the podcast, one of the questions we wanted to ask him was just about why should anybody care about this? You know, we're doing this and we're still trying to build an audience, and we hope people come and listen, and ultimately, you know, there's a lot of reasons we're doing it. There's 500 families still, you know, looking for their children, and also there's, you know, there's wars that go on today that have a lot of similar circumstances, and I'm sure tactics and atrocities and stuff. I'm not saying it very eloquently, but you know, I asked Derek at the end, why should we care? And you know, he wasn't trying to, but his answer made me feel embarrassed for asking the question, you know, which is, how could you not care? And I can't express it like Derek did, you know, the emotion and the how succinctly he put it and what went into it, I think is just best left for people to listen, and they really should.
Yeah. So. But on the other hand, if you never asked them, then, you know, you don't get to hear it in such a powerful way, I feel like, you know, mm-hmm. So, you know, there are no silly questions.
To him. Nelson's my brother. And how can you not care?
You know, what's fascinating to me about that episode is, or just sort of Derek as a figure in general, is the way that he makes it real for you. Because I feel like it was this imagery of Derek and I holding hands in camp that for whatever reason made my story and my family story real or different or something that you couldn't turn away from, you know. And even talking to him, it was the same sort of effect where Derek brings this story, or it makes it hit home for you in some way, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, it really, I mean, just in metaphorical terms, okay, it sort of becomes like, who are our brothers, you know, like who is family, you know, mm-hmm. aren't we all brothers, you know? And then, and you look at the violence that surrounds your story, and you just like, how the hell can people treat each other this way when they're all brothers? You know, that's kind of the metaphor that it brings home for me.
Yeah. But it's just, it's interesting, you know, I wonder sort of if you had heard this story, like if you had heard my story without Derek, so without that, you know, seeing Derek and I hold hands all those years ago, would it have had such an impact? And you know, that's kind of what I find is interesting.
No, I mean, it's my personal connection to the story, you know.
Right. But it makes it real.
Story. Yeah. Yeah, and it is an impactful story, period. Right.
But there was that
personal connection.
But there was something about that moment at camp and the imagery of Derek holding my finger that stuck with you for many years. And it's because mm-hmm. of that when you found this whole other side that you were drawn to it, you know, and mm-hmm. so, you know, we'll never know, but it's interesting to kind of think about, like, what if you hadn't, you know, what if Derek was sick and he couldn't come to camp that day and you'd never seen that? I mean, it still would have been an interesting story to you, I feel like, but would you have had this deeply personal connection to it where you want to do this crazy thing and make a film about it? You know, like that's kind of what's interesting to me. Mm-hmm. And then our final episode that we did last Sunday was with my niece, Dani. Who is 15, and I think that was a very, I don't know
and
how
that's
to
your,
put it.
Your sister in Costa Ava. Rica, Ava's daughter.
Yes.
Okay.
And it was powerful in a different way. You know, Derek was very adamant and very emotional and said, you know, how could we not care? And Dani was someone who had grown up in this, you know, with an uncle who came and went, and, you know, hearing stories of the war and what her grandparents went through and all these things. And
what her mother went through.
And what her mother, my sister, what she went through. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's fascinating to see how that shaped her upbringing and what she places value on. and that she has this sort of wisdom about the whole thing that's probably beyond her years, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, well, you said yourself, you know, you've seen pictures of Donnie as a kid, but then to hear her...
Well, no, she still is a kid. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But like a baby kid, you know, a smaller kid.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then to hear her articulate some of these things, you were...
It didn't sound like a 15-year-old to me. You know?
Right. Yeah.
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 Actually 14, right? Almost 15.
Almost 15, yes. She'll be 15. Actually, the day this podcast comes out. So happy birthday, Donnie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Danny. Donnie.
Yeah. So, yeah, but she, even with myself, sometimes I have to stop and think, and I'm like, wow, she's only 14. You know, like, she's mm-hmm. still a kid on some levels, but she has a sort of wisdom beyond her years, you might say.
But it's and this is what I remember when I was a camp counselor. I love doing that. And what I especially loved is if you treat people who are 8, 10, 12, 14, whatever it is, as intelligent and somebody that you have something to learn from, you'll be amazed. They actually have a lot to teach you. And I felt like both, I mean, Derrickson is mid to late 20s now, right? And yep. But both are, you know, I mean, I met him when he was 5, so, you know. Anyway, both of them, I felt like, okay, let's listen, because they experience it slightly different, and they really do have something to teach you if you open your ears. You don't, you know, it's not just we shouldn't just be interviewing journalists or experts or, you know, like that of course they, maybe Danny and Derek have the most to teach us of anyone, you know.
Yeah, it's a very good point. And that's, you know, I feel like that's a good place to end it as well, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think we're still trying to figure out what to do next. That's always the challenge with the podcast. Where are we going to take this series? But we'd love to hear from you. And if you have any suggestions, things that you would like us to talk about, if you have questions about, you know, a certain subject area that we've brought up, feel free to write us, drop us a line, and maybe we'll do an episode about that. I think that'd be great. You know, we're sitting here and we're so close to the material that it's hard to know what questions you guys have. So,
mm-hmm.
All right. So, as always, all of the links and images will be on the show notes. So you can go back to the blog, and John and I were talking about maybe doing a revamped blog, post style. So we'll look into that. You can download the podcast. The enhanced version has the pictures and links from today's show built right in. You can go to iTunes and search for Inside the Journey and subscribe that way, which is also good because you get the enhanced podcast that way. As I just said, love to hear from you. Please leave us comments, feedback on Facebook/IdentifyingNelson, or you can email us podcast@IdentifyingNelson.com.
The point is, somebody respond. Please.
I also wonder if anyone listens to the very end and then they, yeah, you know, maybe no, they tune us out.
Respond and say, I listen to the end. Here's a test.
Okay. Yeah. That's a great test. So if you listen to the end, just email us or leave a comment or whatever. And finally, if you enjoyed the show, please share it with anyone you think would enjoy it, whether that's on Facebook or passing it along via email. Tune in next week. We don't know what it's about right now,
we'll surprise you.
But we will surprise you. I think we're good at that. So for now, I'm Nelson DeWitt.
And John Younger.
Cue the music.
a los vientos.